Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. Here with my co-hosts today, we have Tom Turbrock and Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, guys.
Thanks for having me.
Good afternoon, but now we have the real co-hosts.
We do. We have the Haldeman 8, our 8 kids, but we brought in our 4 youngest kids with us today. Mm-hmm. Welcome, guys.
Ashley.
Welcome, Ashley.
Nathan.
You're Morgan over there. Evan. So we have Morgan is 7 years old. We have Nathan is 8 years old. Have Evan is 10 and Ashley is 12, right, guys?
And all Ashley right. is interested in babysitting, so.
Yeah, anybody who's a babysitter?
Text Doug.
Yeah, so just text us 472 Doug and we'll get in touch with Ashley.
That's right.
All right, so guys, Tammy, I'm going to let you kind of take over on this one a little bit and just give a little bit of a background here, because when it comes to how we manage a house with as many kids as we have and different all the jobs and radio show and all the different things, the house can become a mess.
The house gets a mess in about 2.5 seconds.
Yes. Right, guys?
So, everybody has their own parts that they're responsible for, and each of them do different things. You know, the dreaded cabinet door being open. It drives me
the pantry,
crazy.
Always left open. All right, so Tammy, you have come up with a system now.
I did,
we
did.
All this, so.
Well, we kind of, your ex-wife and I, Angela, and I talked a little bit about what we wanted to try to get the kids to do. We sat down and implemented it with the oldest son to go over with the school stuff. And so then I liked the idea and wanted to expand that, because I really, I don't know about all the other parents, but we start out like gangbusters. We try to, you know, we want to reward the kids for good behavior, and we want to, you know, pay them for the chores or whatever, you know, whatever. Mom and Dad, we did get an allowance, but it wasn't related to chores. So somehow I wanted to get our house on a plan. And I wanted to reward them with money, give them an opportunity. I wanted to reward them for their good behavior, because in a lot of the books we read, reward the behavior that you want.
Well, and also we want to instill good habits.
Good habits, because
it's one of the most important things.
I'm not going to mention any names, but it's been 8 days at one point before a child got a bath or a shower. So we won't say anything. But you know, it's trying to teach them some good habits. And so basically what we did, we had a family meeting. And this is how we kind of organize everything. And everyone hears what Doug or I have to say. And then each child gets an opportunity to have a question asked. And they had some really good questions, I have to say.
Right. Well, I want to jump into the general structure of what you created, though.
Sure.
Because when we look at first the habits we want them to form, is where we want to start. And that's stuff like brushing your teeth.
Yeah, brush your teeth.
Hair,
get a shower.
Yeah, showering. Like the.
Do you guys, can you name some of them?
Yeah, what are some things?
That,
and we call these personal chores.
Chores.
So what do they earn with the merits, Tammy?
They earn their opportunities to play on their iPad, play on the computer, use their phone, when all of those personal chores are done first.
Right, so they have to be done first
before
they get that privilege.
Which includes homework and things like that. So that's what they get to do. Now, with spring break, you know, our family vacations, those are all up for, you know, discussion about the usage. But on a normal week, that's what we're instilling.
Okay, so if they get all the personal chores done, what is their next opportunity?
The negotiation on the 2 a day is if they've checked with all other siblings and the other siblings refuse the opportunity to make money, then they can come to me or Doug and have that opportunity to continue for another
and have more than 2 in a day.
Yeah.
As soon as the first one done with their personal chores gets to choose in the work for hire stuff, because there might be 6 things on the board they can choose in the work for hire.
You have a goal for making money, and you're going to save up money to buy something. Mm-hmm. A drone.
Right. You want your own drone?
And Ashley, what is it you want? You want to fix your iPad?
Oh, yeah. I cracked my iPad.
Yeah. So she wants to make money to repair iPad.
Nathan, how about you? What motivates you, buddy?
Well, I'm kind of just saving up, figuring out. But, Evan,
you'd have a saver in the
family. Drone will be your henchman.
What about you, Mo?
What
do you want?
What do you think?
She just realized this morning, actually, Why is everyone making money and I'm not? So
yeah, she hadn't quite figured out the work for hire thing.
She's figuring it out though now, so I think we'll start seeing her jump in.
On our show, we talk about sound financial principles, mm-hmm. and this is one of those things where you can teach your kids about money and get some sound financial principles, because when you're not good with money as an adult, it's probably because you didn't start out with those financial principles as a kid.
That was mm-hmm. me. You know, mm-hmm. so these kids are way, way ahead. Smart move. Mm-hmm. Smart move. Kids, great to have you here.
Yeah, guys. Thanks for coming in.
You guys were awesome.
Appreciate it. Love you guys. Visit our website at DougHaldeman.com and download the Kids Chore Chart system, and hopefully this will help you in your household. So, guys, you have anything to say to our listeners?
Have a great day.
Do you want to know the top 10 reasons why you may be ready to move? Well, you'll be hearing those top 10 reasons and more when we return. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Almost half of all Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. There's no extra money when bad things happen. If you're involved in an accident and are suddenly faced with medical bills, loss of income, and more expenses, what can you do? The insurance company wants to settle and settle cheap. You need someone on your side. You can trust us to protect your rights. Remember the fours. Just dial 314-444-4444. Schultz Myers, putting you first.